Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange. Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Did I tell you the Halon story? Oh God, man, this is going to be so embarrassing, but this is the funniest story that I've ever. Unfortunately, I'm the butt of the joke, but imagine yourself. Again, this was all new to me. I had never even seen or been in. It's very intimidating, awe-inspiring to be in this situation. Well, my job was on third shift. And, you know, that's awfully late. So I wasn't always in the best state of mind sometimes. I would be in there and be, you know, half passed out, dazed, dozing, you know, falling asleep, nodding my head. Well, because of the situation with the computer room, and because of the data and the machines being so incredibly valuable, there is a, I guess, fire control system, a safety system in place in case of emergencies, in case one of those sparks gets out of hand. And it is a Halon-based system, which I don't think they even do those anymore. I think they've gone into something else now, but I'm not sure about that. But this was, when you first walk in the computer room, there was a sign on the front door that says, "Warning, deadly Halon." So, like, here I am, this total newbie, walking in for, like, training on the job for the first day. The first thing I see is, A, that you have to use a combination to get into the room, and B, this big sign that says, "Deadly Halon, warning." Once you get inside, they have these two big tanks. They look like a jetpack or something over on the side, and they have tubes running from them through the ceiling to different parts of the room. And the tanks, of course, have the big do not touch symbol, danger, warning, blah, blah, blah. And there's deadly Halon signs on each one of the walls. Very, very intimidating, especially since I didn't know the first friggin' thing about Halon or what it... So they tell... You know, I asked about it. I'm no dummy. I asked about it and checked what's up with that. And they said, you know, if there's a fire, if something happens, the tanks will kick in, the sensors will go off, the tanks will kick in, and you have, I think it was 20 seconds, it was 10 or 20 seconds before the Halon would come into the room. Well, this room was, you know, a big bedroom, I guess, if you want to think of it, like, say two bedrooms put together about the size. You could easily get out of it in a second or two. But when you're in a certain situation, you don't really think clearly, especially when you're half asleep. So the story goes like this. I'm in there one night. I'm working. I'm half asleep. I got the lights out. I'm kind of dozing. And with the tapes that we used to use at the time were 3490 cartridges. And you'd load about six or seven of them at a time. And basically that would run for an hour before you'd have to reload six or seven more tapes. So I was in the middle of one of these tape changes. I go back there to one of the three machines. I'd unload the tapes. There were two tape drives next to each other, one for each machine. So I go in. I have six tapes in my left hand, balancing them against my chest. I have six tapes in my right hand, balancing them against my chest. All of a sudden, I hear sirens go off in the room. I am here to tell you that self-preservation is alive and well inside of Stank Dog. These sirens went off, and they were ear-piercing. I didn't know what they were. I didn't care what they were. All I know is that before those 12 tapes hit the ground, I was out the back door, full dead-on run, and the only thing in my feeble mind was Deadly Halon! Deadly Halon! I ran out the back door like O.J. fucking Simpson. I hit that door like Eric Dickerson with a shoulder. I spun off the door, flew right out. I never hesitated, didn't miss a step. Fuck the tapes. Fuck the AS-400s. Fuck the building. I ain't going out like that. I am not going to die like a punk. I hit that door and that place could burn to the ground for all I care. I ran out the back door to the computer room, the emergency door. I run out. We had two buildings next to each other. I run full blast to the next building, punch in the combination, because again, this is the middle of the night. Everything's locked up. I run to the building next door. I call the manager. I call my manager, who again, I'd only been to this, you know, maybe this was within a month this happened, so I was still a complete newbie. I go in. I had run between buildings, fully out of breath, scared shitless, half asleep. I get on the phone. I call my manager at home. It's about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm out of breath on the phone with this guy, and I'm going, computer room, there's a fire, everything, blah, Deadly Halon, Deadly Halon! Completely in panic mode. It was, I would give any amount of money in the world to have jumped out of my body and watched myself in full panic mode. I think it's the only time in my life that I've ever been completely, oh my God, I'm going to die. I was so scared and so blown away by that incident that, it traumatized me, dude. I'm still to this day traumatized. That is the Deadly Halon incident. That's the Deadly Halon story I mentioned to you that time.
I remember my post about my traumatizing incident when all the lights and the power and the entire floor went off. I'm just sitting in this dark room with its hum and all these little LEDs staring at me. It was the most bizarre feeling.
Yeah, it's like open the pod bay doors, Hal. It's like the computer took over.
Exactly.
Yeah, the same thing. What it turned out to be was it was just the general fire alarm for the building. It wasn't anything to do with the Halon sensors. Of course, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about getting my ass out. So I call him up. I'm completely in panic mode. He basically says, oh, that's just the fire alarm for the building. Don't worry about it. It goes off all the time. What do you mean it goes off all the time? Why didn't you tell me? I'm fucking about to piss myself running from this shit. And you're going to tell me, oh, just go in and punch in this code and it goes off. So I go in, I punch the code, sure enough, it goes off. I go back down to the computer room. I'm still, even though I turned it off, even though I'm still scared shitless, I punch the code in the door, I open the door and jump back like Halon's going to come rolling out. I don't know what Halon looks like. I don't know what Halon smells like. I didn't know what the hell to expect. So I pull the door open and jump back. Everything seemed okay. I peer my head in. Everything was fine. There's 12 tapes laying scattered on the floor, which I had not labeled yet. So they're all out of order. So I screwed up the whole backup and had to start over, which sucked. But the moral of the story is, I actually was proud to know that self-preservation works.
And then you can run a sub-4-second 40. Huh?
Oh, God. I swear, I don't know how in the world I got out of there so fast. I hit that door with my shoulder and spun. I was like, forget it, dude. I ain't going out like that. I am not going out no weekend, midnight, third shift. You know, I'm not going to be a in the paper Deadly Halon victim. Uh-uh. That's not for me. Oh, God. I'm actually in tears right now from telling that. That was the funniest thing. I wish somebody would have had a video camera taping me. I wish somehow I could see myself, because I know how I felt. I know I must have looked like, I have no idea what I must have. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm running out the back door of this building at full run, in full panic mode, with alarms going on around me, it has to be the most comedic scene. It would make a great scene in a movie, I'm sure.
You know what that's called? Movie initiation.
Well, you know, and I got, and you know what? I went back in there, I went back down and did my job, spent the rest of the shift, and yes, I got a lot of cracks from the guys about it. I'm like, hey, man, y'all gotta tell me this kind of stuff. So, that's the thing. Now, like I said, I don't think they use Halon much anymore in these places. When we went to the new building, we got a nice computer room, like I said earlier, with raised floors, water sensing, temperature monitoring, this huge equipment that made me... There was no sparks flying out. It was a combination of all those bad things that made me panic, you know? So when we got in the new computer room, I was much more comfortable. We had a tape library with racks that you could go up and down. It was just a beautiful, very, very nice place. But yeah, that whole Halon incident is just probably the low point of my life.
Get ready.
The Digital Dog Pound presents Binary Revolution Radio.
Now launch the bits.
You are listening to Binary Revolution Radio. The revolution will be digitized.